Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
History really is just a bunch of hot gossip, which is probably why I got an A in history growing up. So we all know Marie Antoinette's tragic demise a la French Revolution had everything to do with her, you know, kind of being a little gluttonous. But did you know that the final nail in her coffin was a diamond?
Hear ye, hear ye. Come forth, all Instagram baddies and crypto bros, for the most salacious gossip in the whole village.
Abby's done the work to bring you
the old gossip.
This is one of the most notorious, the pettiest, the messiest, the juiciest scandals in royal history. I'm talking about wigs, lies, and a diamond necklace so extra, it basically screamed, "Let him eat cake," before Marie Antoinette even got the chance. So let's rewind to France, 1780-something. The air is thick with powdered wigs, unpaid taxes, and the faint scent of revolution. Marie Antoinette is queen. She's young. She's beautiful. And allegedly, shopping like there's no tomorrow.
She liked to spend some money.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. There was no tomorrow. Now, let's talk about the diamond necklace, because this thing was ridiculous. I'm talking 647 diamonds. It was basically the original iced out Cuban link, except instead of a wrapper, it was commissioned for King Louis's mistress, because what says thank you for the sex, like bankrupting an entire country in jewelry. So anyway, the king dies before he can give it to her, which is really awkward. So now the jewelers are stuck with a necklace so obnoxious, it makes the Times Square Olive Garden sign look subtle. They try to sell it to Marie Antoinette, and shockingly, she says no twice, which honestly is the most responsible financial decision she ever made. But then enters Jean de la Motte. A scammer so bold, she makes Anna Delvey look like a Girl Scout. Jean is a broke noblewoman who decides she deserves the Versailles lifestyle. And when you can't afford diamonds, just steal them, babe. It's my bad Anna Delvey accent. All right, so Jean finds this guy named Cardinal Rohan, a priest, but mostly just a thirsty court climber who would do anything to get in the queen's good graces.
How did you pronounce cardinal?
Cardinal!
It's like, and then I heard priest, and I'm like, did she just say cardinal?
That's how they say it in France.
My bad.
Cardinal.
Cardinal. Yeah. Like croissant.
Uh-huh.
Baguette.
Uh-huh.
Escargot.
Uh-huh.
Cardinal Rohan.
Uh-huh.
Just putting that kind of gravelly thing on your voice doesn't make it a French accent.
It does.
Okay.
I'm doing better than most. And Jean tells him, good news. The queen totally wants to forgive you. Better news. She wants you to secretly buy her the diamond necklace. And this man just believes her. She shows him fake letters signed Marie Antoinette XOXO. And he's like, wow, this checks out. And at one point, she even hires a random prostitute who kind of looks like the queen, tosses her in a wig, sticks her out in a garden at midnight, and has her say like two lines of flirty royal nonsense. And he's sold. Hook, line, and croissant!
Here's the gravelly voice.
So Cardinal Rohan arranges the purchase of this necklace on behalf of the queen. And Jean gets it, rips it apart like it's a new Shein haul, sells the diamonds, and immediately starts living like the Duchess of Delusion. New clothes, new mansion, new scammer strut. But shocker, the jewelers eventually go, hey, where's our money? Ha ha ha, where's our money? And Rohan is like, yo, ask the queen. And Marie Antoinette is like, I beg your pardon? I'm out here trying not to get canceled again. And y'all think I'm doing secret necklace heists? So the whole scam explodes. It goes public. There's a trial. Rohan gets arrested. Jean gets arrested. The fake prostitute is like, I'm just trying to pay rent. And the entire country is like, wow, the queen really is the worst. And this is where Marie Antoinette's public image dies. Not because she bought the necklace, because she didn't, but because everybody wanted believe that she did. She was already branded as out of touch and wasteful. So the idea that she secretly conned France out of a diamond necklace, that was the final straw. Suddenly, she wasn't a queen. She was a meme, a symbol of privilege and cluelessness. And a few years later, she gets guillotined like a bad ex-boyfriend in a Taylor Swift song. And I'm talking about the Red Album, not 1989.
She wouldn't have been able to wear the necklace anyway. It's going to fall off.
Would have fallen off. So the moral of the story.
Because she lost her head. Yeah. I get it.
That took you a second. So the moral of the story, don't scam a queen unless you really commit to the bit. Don't believe garden hookers with royal cosplay energy. And maybe, just maybe, don't base your entire PR strategy on, I didn't take the necklace, while peasants are out here seasoning their mud pies with tears.
It's all good advice. It's all really good advice. And you have just had history forced down your throat today.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I don't know how there can be a gray area here. Either you cheat or you don't cheat. What is middle ground here?
Okay, so I told this story a few weeks ago about my guy putting himself in a pretty tight situation because he's married. And at the end, he did the right thing, but did what he do before he did the right thing? Was that enough of an offense to where his wife would see it as an issue? That's the question. And so he's in the military, so he is currently in South Korea. And he's there alone, and I think he's going to be there for quite some time. I'm not sure how long, but he's been there for a few months. He's getting acclimated. He's getting adjusted, and he really loves being there. So he went out a couple of weeks ago. It was his first time feeling like, you know what? I have been doing nothing but working and working out, and I need a night out. So he goes out, and he ends up meeting a young lady. She's single. She's out there living her best life. He is married. But somehow, some way, they end up in the same section. They start talking and they kind of hit it off. At some point, the conversation turns into, would you like to dance with me? She asked him. Now, the reason I'm telling this story a little slower this time is because he heard me tell it the first time. And he wanted to make sure I got some of these details correct.
He has some clarifications to make.
A little bit of clarifying to do here.
Okay.
So she asked for the dance and he said, okay. Now, his intentions initially, which in my mind, intention versus impact, right? But intentions are important. So was literally to just have a nice, innocent dance, can't harm anything. What's the big deal?
Can we pause there for just one second?
Sure.
Because wondering if it's even appropriate to take the dance.
Well, for me, no, I'm going to go with no.
I, as a married woman, been with my husband for 20 years. We've been married for 7, 8, something like that. A man asked me to dance. I'm saying no. Now, am I going to be out on the dance floor busting a move with my girls? Yes. But if I'm sitting in a bar and a man asked me to dance, I'm going to politely decline.
And the only reason this woman had felt bold enough to ask him for a dance is because we determined he wasn't wearing a wedding ring, which I feel like is also a pretty big offense.
Well, no, so I'm getting to that part. Now, see, and for me, right, I had to, when you asked that question, I had to dig deep because if I'm going to be honest, as a man, initially, I honestly didn't see it as a big deal.
The,
right?
the dance part?
Right, the dance part. Like if you, I mean, I'm not, don't, not grinding and you know, just a innocent dance. But if I'm honest with myself and my lady told me she did it, I'd have a problem with
it. Yeah, and I think the first time you were telling us about this, I think I made the observation that when infidelity happens, it's not one mistake you made, right? So drink, mistake number one. Dance, mistake number two. More conversation after, maybe. You're making a series of mistakes before you actually do something really, really, really wrong, you know? So this all could have been eliminated at any one of these steps.
Absolutely, I agree. And I think he's not a drinker. That's the thing, like at all. So he's the kind of guy who could have one drink and his decision making is already impaired at that point. So I do think in knowing him, I genuinely believe that he didn't think much of it. Like, man, I'm out in South Korea. I'm alone. I'm, you know, what's a dance? You know, it's been years since he's really had a conversation with a woman that's not his wife. And I do believe he went into it with innocent thoughts. Now, at some point, that dance turned into another dance, which turned into another dance. And they practically danced together through a few songs.
Okay. I hope your friend's not listening to this. when you say, I really thought that he thought he was going into that dance with innocent thoughts. If he's not wearing his wedding ring, I don't buy that.
I never said he wasn't wearing his wedding ring, be clear.
Okay.
The first time I said I wasn't sure.
Oh, okay.
Because I never asked that question.
Got it.
And then after I got the story, that was my lady's first question to me.
Ah, okay.
Was he wearing his ring? And I didn't know.
Yeah.
So that's what another thing I'm coming in here to clarify. So I finally, and again, it's been tough for me to get the full story from him because he's 12 hours ahead and our schedules are completely opposite. But I did finally get to talk to him and he said, yes, just let everybody know I had my wedding ring on. So okay. He did have his ring on. I asked him, how didn't she see the ring? Because now I'm trying to think like my lady. So when I go back, I got all of these questions answered. now I'm drilling my friend in a way I never would. Right. And he's like, honestly, I don't know. He said, I don't have the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. She didn't point it out. I wasn't flashing it in her face, but he did have it on.
Well, for some women, a wedding ring is a go sign because they're not looking for a serious relationship. They're just looking for a good time. And they're finding a man that's already committed that they don't have to worry about anything serious with. And they're, like I said, they're just looking for a good time. So a wedding ring to them is like go time.
No, but here's what I find suspicious, because you ended that story by saying that he finally broke the news to her at the end of the night, like, hey, by the way, I'm married. And then she got the heebie-jeebies and she was like, I'm out. So she either didn't see it or she didn't realize what it was for whatever reason.
Which is also what I'm getting to. So I had the same thought of, well, if she had an issue with him being married at the end, then why did she go throughout the whole process with? But he told me that there's been times, especially because she's military too, in military world, and this is just him being transparent with me, a lot of the time, married, it doesn't stop anything. And maybe her intentions initially were, maybe she didn't see it, or maybe she did and thought he could have a widow. You just never know.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So she was just kind of going along with the flow. So he said that them hitting it off was more of a chemistry between conversation than the actual dancing thing. But he was having such a good time in this conversation with her that at some point he did start to feel guilty. Like, I'm not supposed to be enjoying the company of another woman this much, to the point where he's like, nothing sexual was going on. But the guilt was eating at him.
So I'm feeling so guilty about talking to her. I'm going to stop talking and bring it out to the dance floor where we're not going to talk at all.
Well, no, he said the guilt started during the dance floor because they were talking to each other as they were dancing. Like, in the way he's delivering the story, it was an innocent dance, but the smiling, the joking, the laughing, just him having such a good time without his wife was where the guilt came in.
This is where I can't identify with this story, because if I'm on a dance floor, that's the only thing I'm focusing on, is not looking like an idiot dancing. I am not capable of having a conversation and dancing at the same time.
we most of us have that in us. So after the end of the song that they stopped dancing, that was the point where she asked, you know, what he was doing after, in whatever way she asked that. And then that's when he decided to say, I'm married. And then at that point, he said he can literally see all interest just seep out of her, and that was it. And she was like, well, this was wonderful. I hope you have a great night. You're a lovely guy, blah blah blah. That was the end. Nothing else. Now then it came to the point of, did you tell your wife? So he asked me the first time we spoke what I thought. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't think it was necessary. He said the guilt was eating at him to the point where he couldn't do it. So he told her, and as you can imagine, she was not happy. And she wasn't, like, livid, but she said something that I was like, wow, that's pretty deep. She said to him, though it was just a dance in your eyes, the fact that when you said you were married, she decided to walk away tells me that she had more respect for our marriage in that moment than you did.
Oh, no!
I said,
oh, no!
Damn!
Oh, no!
I gotta go, bro. I got nothing for that.
Oh, no.
Ooh, I felt that for him.
You're defenseless.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I said, what did you say? He said, what can I say? I'm sorry. Like, he just said he kept apologizing over and over. And
could he have said, but I have enough respect for our marriage that this is why I'm coming. I'm coming to you and I want to be honest with you.
Oh, hell no. He was in panic mode.
His shorts aren't getting.
There's nothing up here at the point that you get hit with a line like that. I was like, my God. But, you know, at the end, she she was upset, but she was hurt, I think, more than anything.
Yeah.
And she kind of ended it with, I tell you what, though, you're not the only one feeling lonely. So if I want to go out and have a dance or two,
uh-oh,
I don't want to hear anything.
Uh-oh. That's not healthy either.
Well,
I mean, she could have just ended on that great line and it would have been over.
I don't know if she was joking. I mean, he said it was like a bit of a joke, like joke type.
Right.
You know, quote unquote, ha ha ha, in her voice.
Funny.
Yeah, exactly. But he can't be mad. So, I mean, I don't think she's too upset, but I do think she was hurt.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lesson. That's why, you know, for me, this story, because I do think a lot of the time you put yourself in a situation like that and think it's not a big deal, but it is. And you really have to consider your partner and your marriage and your family and everything you do.
And I do think that, you know, you got to give yourself a little bit of grace. We're not perfect human beings. We're not. Dude made a mistake. She's going to be hurt. That is completely and totally valid. But the truth of the matter is he did learn from it. He was honest about it and he will not make that mistake again. So through the ugliness, something positive comes out of it.
No, I agree. And I think they're both handled it well. And like you said, he got that out the way. He got that out of his system. And I think the rest of his trip is going to be a bit different.
That line again, give him that line that she hit him with again.
The fact that once she learned you were married, she walked away immediately tells me that she respected our marriage more than you did in that moment.
Ouch.
That is a bar.
You know what? After you said it the second time, it still hurts.
Yeah, right.
It's more.
At that point, I said, I don't think you're good enough for her.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Let's get into 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Yeah, for 100 straight days, we're trying to help you guys out, do acts of kindness. And by the way, if you hear somebody on the show and we are helping them out with an act of kindness, and you're like, you know what, I can help out with that one also, you certainly can.
Yeah, just go to theburtshow.com, or 100 Days of Good Goes Round. You'll see a link there, and you click it, and you'll see all the acts of kindness that we have done thus far, our 100 good deeds that we are lining up right there. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there's a form you fill out. And yeah, you can fill it out for if you need us to do something big or small, or if you're like, you know what, I want to spread a little joy, I want to spread a little love, I want to spread a little good. You can let us know what you have that we might be able to utilize for a Burt Show listener that has hit us up that is in desperate need of some good.
Well, Navita here needs a Father's Day redo. Hey, Navita, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you today?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I
don't think we're going to say anything that's going to make it worse.
Yeah, no. It's been 4 days of no sleep, I think. I was telling Tommy earlier, I think in the past 24 hours, I've maybe slept 1 hour. So,
oh, no. Do you want to share with what's going on, or do you want to keep that close?
No. My mom passed away in June, and it's just been hard because she was my best friend. She was everything to me. So, sorry.
No.
First of all, there's no reason for an apology. That's for sure.
Yeah, Navita, don't apologize for crying or getting upset, because that's just the love you have for your mama and will always have for your mama, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I'm guessing there's not an expiration date on sadness, especially when this happens in June. You know,
sure.
So give yourself some grace there. How can we help?
Well. If I may, I just wanted to share a little bit about my mom, if that was okay.
Absolutely.
She was struggling with respiratory issues for the past about 5-6 years now. She was diagnosed with vitiligo, a skin disease at a young age, and then she fought cancer twice, and along having Sjogren's, which is like an autoimmune disorder. And then the most recent one with the respiratory was COPD, which a lot of people can get due to smoking, but she's actually never smoked. She's never drank. So that was why it was such a question as to why it was happening to her. And they found that it was due to one of the side effects to a cancer medication.
Ah, darn it.
And
okay.
She was on a oxygen machine 24/7. Of course, during COVID, that was like the biggest scare because it was respiratory related. And then the most recent time, she had about maybe 5 to 10% of one lung left. But we were able to get through like almost a year and a couple months with that. So, it was amazing for the extended time we got. And so, yeah, she actually even insisted on donating her organs, even though the doctors told her that she may not be able to due to her cancer. But in the end, she was able to donate her eyes through Georgia Eye Bank. So that was really good.
Yeah, she sounds like an amazing woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, basically, I was needing your help because I, as you guys said, we weren't able to celebrate Father's Day. She was actually in the hospital the week prior. And this has just been really hard on my dad and I because I was her primary caretaker, and my dad, of course, was her partner for over 40 plus years. And he slept with her, of course, on, you know, the same bed every night. She managed all the house stuff. She was there for all three of her kids. And it's just been very different now. And we're just trying to figure out what that new normal looks like for us. So it's just been taking us a lot of time to get used to. And my dad is a typical 1950s or 60s dad where he was a provider. He doesn't really share much emotion. And he's kind of just there to be a problem fixer. And yeah, that's kind of just who he is. He's a great dad just in his own way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've both just been feeling this loss a little different. And yeah, my dad lost his partner, his soulmate. So due to my mom's health conditions, we did not celebrate much out in public. And then we were planning on doing Father's Day the week prior. And then things completely took a turn. And we just haven't had a chance. And on Tuesday, he called, or when I spoke to him, he had suggested about something about watching a movie. And it actually took me back for a moment because we don't ever do that. And he is not the one to suggest that ever. So that just really surprised me, and I don't recall the last time we went to the movies. So I would love your help making this outing as a family to go to the movies to celebrate my dad for a belated Father's Day, a redo.
Oh, that's an easy one right there. I'm a little unsettled, though, to be honest with you, because we're planning on taking care of the whole night. And I wasn't prepared to do this. I just feel like we need to do more in a case like this. And I don't know what that entails because I don't know your family, but we'll certainly take care of the entire night. But it just doesn't feel like enough, and I'm not exactly sure what I'm asking for here. Is there anything else we can do? I mean, considering what he's going through and what you went through, just sending you guys out for a night at the movies, it almost feels like too easy.
It's you with you. Okay, so I say you're always like the think big kind of person. But this is a major step for them, and this is a huge deal for them. And there's
we haven't really left the house in a month.
Yeah, and the fact that your dad even like threw that out there, and I think something that even may seem small, like, you know, the movies, the popcorn, the drinks, the concessions, like just you guys getting out and figuring out how you can find joy again is huge on your grief journey. Because as soon as you do, if it's okay, if I may interject, Navita, when it comes to grief, you're going to feel guilty when you go out and have a good time for the first time. And when you laugh, there's guilt that comes along with that. And that's completely natural because one, you want your loved one there to partake in the festivities and be there to experience the joy. And two, you're like, no, I'm in mourning. I shouldn't be laughing. I shouldn't be happy because my loved one is no longer here and they can't experience this. And all of those are completely natural emotions. I want you all to
read my mind.
Yeah, I know. And I'm so sorry. Grief is just, it's such a personal and tough journey, but there are some things that are universal. And I think that is one of them. So I think for you guys to make this step, and it sounds like you have such a good support system and you have a tight, loving family, which is beautiful that you get to do this together. And right now, when you think of her, you're going to cry, but eventually you're going to think of her and you're going to smile. It just takes time.
Yeah. I'm hoping I'll get there.
You will.
Cassie's a bit about her mom really spoke to me too, because she also got extra months, and I know that's a blessing for me too because we got a whole extra year as well. So
yeah. This subject matter is so still sensitive with Cassie. She had to remove herself from the studio, so she knows exactly what you're going through. All right, if this is what you want, we will certainly provide it. I also reserve the right for you to call us back and go, hey, Bert Show, you know what? I could also use a blank, okay? But if this is going to be good for you, then we got you covered, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. If you guys know anyone that makes t-shirts, that would be great, because I know my sister and me were wanting to have some memory t-shirt for her. I know that for sure.
There you go. Yeah.
We can definitely take care of that.
For sure.
Yes, we know. We got guys.
Yeah.
We got women, okay? All right, Navita, hold on 1 second so for us. Hope that one night, I think what you say really makes a lot of sense is that, and I haven't had to deal with this because of the relationship with my parents, that it makes sense to me that you need one little bit of relief before you get a bunch of relief.
Yeah.
I didn't really think of it that way.
That first step. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's that one that you need to keep on stepping.
And here's the thing. It sucks to say, and it's so hard. It's so hard to say, and it's so hard to admit, because I know people want to help and people want to make it better.
Mm.
You can't make it better.
Yeah.
And you can do.
You can't. Like, she lost her best friend. She lost her mom. She lost her everything. There's no making it better. It sucks. And it's okay to admit that it sucks. It's okay to admit it's not fair. And so our initial reaction, as good, kind-hearted people, you want to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
In this instance, I think we are in a small way by giving them this night. But it's just, it's a process, and it's a lengthy, lengthy process. And that's why I think it's a good reminder for everybody that whoever you meet today, you don't know what struggles they have. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know who they may have recently lost. And so it's just to give everybody, including ourselves, a little bit of grace, a little bit of kindness goes a long way. And just to be patient with yourself. And we can't always be fixers, but we can be listeners.
So what is it you need from us? It can be big ways. It can be small ways. Go ahead, hit us up. 100 Days of Good Goes Round at TheBurtShow.com.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody in this industry does stupid the way Kristen does.
That's why I won my Gracie. Let's get stupid with Kristen!
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is! It's about to get all stupid up in here!
We have played this game before, and we are playing it again because I have some new co-worker nicknames. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the co-worker nickname, and you guys are going to try to guess the definition. So if I call a co-worker Splinter, what do you think Splinter means?
Oh, can we open this for phones too?
Absolutely.
What? All right. If you guys have a nickname for a coworker, you tell us the nickname. We try to figure out how they earned that nickname. 1-855 Virtua.
All right. So your coworker is Splinter. What are they doing? How does that describe them?
Small, but a pain in your something.
Close. Very close. You got to get a little more specific. When it comes to a splinter, where do you typically find a splinter?
In your finger.
Well, but also, but like, and you could, or in your foot, but it's under what?
Skin.
Yeah.
Getting under your skin.
Irritating person that gets under your skin.
Now I get it. Okay.
All right. Your next one. Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow?
Yeah, you're calling your coworker wheelbarrow.
They're a push around.
You're very close. Push is the right word, but they're not a push around.
Push over.
They're not a push over.
Push under.
They're not a push under. I'm running out of directions. They only work when pushed.
Yes, okay. That makes sense.
All right, this one might be my favorite. Comma.
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 They just don't know how to end a sentence or a story.
That's a little too literal.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the ending is never finishes it because it's a comma.
They never finish the job. They never get their work done.
Always in the middle of something, but never finishes it.
Got it. Okay. I like that.
All right. Here is Lindsay. Way too many calls for people that want to narc on their coworkers. Uh-huh. Hey, Lindsay, good morning. Just tell us the nickname. We try to figure out how they earned it.
Okay. It's Warm Body.
Warm Body.
Oh, they just, yeah, they just taking up space. They don't do no work.
Yeah, they're just a warm body. They're not doing anything. Every office has them.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. That one's a little obvious. I wouldn't say that around your fellow. All right, what about speed bump?
Speed bump.
That's so good.
They're always slowing down projects.
That is part of it.
Okay.
Speed bump. This is a coworker that's in the way and slowing everybody down. Okay. Now, E.T. we've done before. That's always trying to go home. Mm-hmm. That is E.T. I have here Bravo. Not like Bravo, but like Bravo, the television network.
She's like dramatic.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, they're on The Real Housewives of The Office. Okay. We have NASA. The coworker.
Who's always in space. Spacey.
Yes.
Okay.
Sits around staring into space. One of my favorites.
Is this your closer?
Yeah, we'll use this one as my closer, okay? Who is Feta?
Feta.
Like the cheese.
Feta.
Not quite.
Like the cheese.
Feta.
Feta.
It's someone who like doesn't understand instructions or like it's all Greek to me.
Oh, that's a really good one. That's not right.
No, you can't
but
do a
it's
dance
good.
When it's not right, right?
But it was better than the original. Man, we call her Feta because she always crumbles under pressure.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A lot of people feel like Sarah Michelle Gellar and Jennifer Love Hewitt are in an uncomfortable feud. Now, they were recently on a red carpet together for the premiere of what I believe is not a sequel, but like, or not a remake, but the sequel, the follow-up to I Know What You Did Last Summer, which is an iconic film that I still haven't seen yet. It's one of those things that's used in pop culture references, but it's you never get around to watching it. Well, anyway, on a prior red carpet, Sarah Michelle Gellar was interviewed by Extra, and she's in the middle of commenting about, you know, how great the follow-up, the sequel is going to be. And then the interviewer asks her about Jennifer Love Hewitt's involvement in the movie. And Sarah gets so uncomfortable. She immediately goes quiet, kind of shrugs her shoulders, does a little like smirk, and then just immediately walks off.
Again, you know, there's so many great stories, and the way to honor them is to just extend that universe. And Jennifer Caton Robinson has put together an incredible cast, and the script is so much fun.
I know Jennifer Love Hewitt said that she's possibly returning. You can't tell if that's how.
I have nothing to do with that.
I have nothing to do with that. And then walks off. And then the interviewer just starts chasing her. He's like, oh, well, the holidays are coming up. And she's like, Sarah Michelle Gellar, don't run off. So then the premiere for I Know What You Did Last Summer, the follow-up, the sequel, comes out. And she does all these photos. You know, she's with her family. She's with Freddie Prinze Jr. And she doesn't get any photos with Jennifer Love Hewitt. And of course, fans of the film and the franchise are all up in her comments on social media being like, hey, girlie, like, why didn't you get any photos with her? Like, you know, you guys were in that movie together. Like, what's going on here? And she ended up having to comment on social media. And basically, she just said, for everyone asking, I never got to see Jennifer Love Hewitt, who was fantastic in the movie. I was inside with my kids when the big carpet happened. And unfortunately, she didn't come to the after party. If you've ever been to one of these premieres, you know it's crazy. So basically saying y'all are trying to make a big fuss out of nothing.
Making something out of nothing. I also want to address, too, I have seen overwhelming support and love and comments in defense and supporting, which I think is beautiful, and that's what should be. But all the trolls that attacked Jennifer Love Hewitt over how she looked on the red carpet, y'all need to do some soul searching.
I saw those comments. So if you didn't see the photo, I mean, Jennifer Love Hewitt just looks like your average woman in her 40s. Mm-hmm. She looks different than how she did, you know, 20 or so years ago.
Shocker.
Yeah. Women's bodies change. Oh. And I've seen so many negative comments about how, you know, she's lost her looks or whatever. And I'm like, why in 2025 are we still commenting on people's appearances? Right.
They're commenting on her weight. And I came across a woman who covered all the headlines for Jennifer Love Hewitt since the day she was on Party of Five.
Oh, yes.
Till, you love that show.
Yeah.
From Party of Five all the way to this premiere of I Know What You Did Last Summer, the sequel. And the way the tabloids attack her, too skinny, lost her curves. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, why is she gaining so much weight? Oh my God, she's too skinny. And I mean, it's like, it goes back and forth. That woman walked the red carpet. She looked beautiful. And for the people that got online and felt the need to comment about her size, go to hell.
Do some soul search. Damn, okay. I know you was going to tell him go that long. I ain't mad at it.
I just want to know, to like the general, what is the idea? What weight are we, are women allowed to be? Because you're either too big, or you're too skinny, or you're too muscular, or omni-muzzle.
I didn't know how to finish the sentence.
Yeah, I saw you searching for it.
I did. I searched for it, and that was literally the only thing that came out.
The lowest common denominator right there.
That was literally the only thing that came out. I was just like, my God, the woman a break. Jeez.
Look, I'm looking at these pictures that people apparently were ripping on. She still looks beautiful.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, it makes zero sense.
Oh, it makes it. It does make sense because those are people who are just miserable people who are looking to make other people miserable. Mm-hmm. And I know I shouldn't have said that. I apologize.
No, you should have said it. You should have said it. In fact, why don't you say it again?
Double down. I don't think it'll hit the same way.
No, probably not.
We could branch off into another and the same conversation we've had over and over and over again about comments online and what the world is turning into. It's not going to change anything, man. This all going to change? It's not.
But what has been amazing, and if you go, because I went to, I mean, it depends on what account posted it and who's in the comments, but there are others where, like, when you go into the comments and everybody's like, these comments have passed the vibe check. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the support we need to see for women and men and people in 2025. That it's tearing people down. Let's do better.
Mm-hmm. We need to normalize not vocalizing every thought that comes across our mind. Go into your group chat. Talk smack about her in the group chat and label it like Ozempic girlies or whatever. I don't know.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.